Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Barack Obama. Kerry arrived in the capital, Vientiane, late Sunday. It's the first leg of a three-nation tour of Asia that also includes stops in Cambodia and China. During his stay, Kerry and Asian leaders will discuss pressing regional issues, including the South China Sea dispute and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. In February, President Obama will host a special ASEAN summit in California. The Lao Communist Party has undergone a change in leadership during its 10th Party Congress, signaling the country's future direction as it prepares to chair ASEAN. Ron Corbin reports for VOA from Bangkok.
The week-long Lao Communist Party Congress was marked by the election of the 78-year-old party veteran, Bunhang Vorachit, as the new Secretary General. Bunhang has long-standing ties with Vietnam, dating back to military training and as a student. He succeeded Chumalai Sayason, who had been in the post for 10 years. State media said nearly 700 delegates representing the more than 200,000 party members attended the five-day Congress in Vientiane, the 10th Congress since the Communist Party came to power in 1975. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Iranian officials say the country's flagship airline will finalize a deal to purchase 114 jets from Airbus when President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. VOA News. Shovels in hand, residents from Georgia to New England are spending Sunday digging their homes and cars out of more than half a meter of snow after a record storm blasted the region for 2 days. The blizzard killed at least 17 people. Relentless snow and whiteout conditions dissipated overnight, leaving people in Washington, D.C. struggling to return to normalcy amid massive snowdrifts that covered vehicles and shuttered public transportation since late Friday. The Washington area's two main airports, Dulles International and Reagan National, will remain closed on Sunday as crews work to remove snow from the runways. Meteorologists for the Washington Post rank the storm in the area's top five biggest ever by snowfall total. Further up the coast, the National Weather Service said New York City's Central Park recorded at least 64 centimeters of snow. Authorities there lifted a travel ban early Sunday morning that had limited the movement of the area's 8.4 million residents since Saturday. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border and is one of more than a dozen areas the government said its fighters took control of in recent days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and strategic help from Russian military officers. Germany's interior minister said Sunday the country is still taking in around 2,000 refugees a day, but it is now denying entry to about 200 others daily at its borders. The tighter border controls come after the EU's top economy last year took in a record 1.1 million refugees and migrants, straining resources and sparking heated political debate. Thomas de Mazier spoke to the newspaper Bild am Sonntag. U.S. President Barack Obama says Pakistan can and must do more against terror groups operating from within its borders. In an interview published Sunday by the Press Trust of India, Obama said Pakistan can show it is serious about dismantling terror networks. Earlier this month, India blamed a Pakistan-based militant group for an attack on an Indian Air Force base that killed 7 soldiers. Pakistan detained several members of the group and pledged its help to India's investigation. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.